Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hello, my friend and neighbor. This is Pat Boone. And just like you, I'm listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk. Hearken.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. It's 2025, and hope is on the horizon. So where will we see change, and what do Americans need to make America great again? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back and Happy New Year, Paul.
Well, thank you, Audrey. It's always a pleasure to be with you, especially in this new year and everything we have to look forward to reawakening. And, well, I should say, looking forward to a new opportunity in America to build it back again after it's been dismantled so much by Biden and Obama. But we have a lot to thank God for, that's for sure.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's been basically 4 years of oppression. I mean, honestly, the people have felt the oppression lifted when, President Trump was elected. And, it's being, as you wrote in your article, it was a brilliant article on Stand Up America, out of the elite, being led out of the darkness. Would you share what you are now seeing looking forward under a Trump presidency?
Sure, I'd be happy to, Audrey. Well, you know, it's interesting. I was watching a program, a documentary this week. I think it was over the weekend. And it's something that was about coming from the darkness into the light and so on. Well, it sort of inspired me to write this article, which I titled Leading Us Out of the Darkness into the Light. And when you look at what that means, it's a metaphorical phrase that means moving from despair, sadness, or negativity to a state of happiness and positivity. And it often describes a personal journey of overcoming challenges and finding renewal. So I think it is personal in nature. It's personal by the American people to overcome these challenges and finding renewal. And so under God's hand and blessings, we're going to move out of the darkness finally of the far left ideologues and the demagogues into what I call a new restored America with all the opportunities that freedom, honesty, trust, and integrity will provide. And that's the first chapter of one of our books, America's Endgame for the 21st Century. Chapter one says that the first thing we need to do is to basically restore America and have a spiritual awakening where we get back to trust, honesty, and integrity. So really, this article just focuses on restoring the founder's vision of America and what it can be and should be.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm glad that you brought up the spiritual aspect, because upon visiting America, Alexis de Tocqueville wrote in 1835, he said, "Not until I went into the churches of America and heard her pulpits flame with righteousness did I understand the secret of her genius and power. America is great because America is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." Now, I want to double down on your, you know, because you bring up this issue about America needs a spiritual revival. MAGA, Make America Great Again, means to make America good again, according to de Tocqueville. He said that we could only accomplish this if we are good again. And when we started to separate ourselves from God in this country, first taking prayer out of the schools, taking the Ten Commandments out, in everything, slowly but surely, we were becoming, we were not good anymore. That's why would President Trump even have to say, make America great again? Because we can see America is not great as it used to be. Isn't it true?
Yeah, because we needed a spiritual revival.
Yeah, yeah.
And it takes leadership to impart that to a population.
Absolutely.
Through history, yeah. That's what you basically have, even in the past revolutions, where there's been some kind of revival, and many of it has been spiritual.
Well, the American Revolution, as a matter of fact, the War for Independence, it was led by the Black Robe Regiment, which were the men in the pulpits. They were the ones that were speaking out. It's funny how everything has changed, where people are, churches are concerned, not all of them, but many of them, are concerned about having their tax exemption pulled from them, so they won't speak about what's going on in the culture, which is tragic because we're living in the culture, and the culture is not reflecting anything godly at all, is it?
No, that's right. And, you know, it goes back to electing God-fearing officials who revere our Constitution and uphold the traditional American values. This is good. This is not bad. It's a worthy goal.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, politicians alone can't save our country.
No.
from the criminal machinations of these left-wing ideologues who are bent on destroying the United States.
Yeah.
The challenge America faces in the 21st century are more essential than politics. Yeah. They're more about the spiritual a way of life in many ways. And again, back to the basics of honesty, integrity, and when we get back to those things of trusting each other and dealing in a real world, not a political world. You have to face reality of what's happening in the world, whether it's poverty, whether it's threats upon your country from foreign foreign threats or external threats, I should say. But it's a matter of having this very positive outlook. And that's why I applaud Trump, and I applaud others that I've worked for in the military, general. And they were from World War II. That's how I was trained when I went into West Point. They were all West Point generals and senior officers. But they had a vision about them, Audrey.
Yeah.
They could look to the future. So great leaders look to the future. They don't look in the past. Maybe they'll learn from the past, but they're focused on the future. And that's very important to understand.
Yeah.
And so many of our politicians keep looking backwards rather than forwards,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. Now, in typical communist globalist style, Biden and his Biden et al. They're causing a lot of damage on the way out. And it kind of reminds me of like the degenerate squatter who's been evicted and they're trashing the place on the way out. Isn't that what you're seeing here? With what
They're building up every barrier they can think of, but it's not Biden again.
Yeah, right.
Biden has nothing to do with this. He's a figurehead. Yeah. This is pushed by Obama and the various left-wing ideologues that are running the White House.
Yeah.
And they're just propping old Joe up for the next couple of weeks until he goes back to Delaware. But I'm always astounded by the networks, even Fox News and others, that keep referring to Biden. Biden's not making these decisions. He's not capable of it.
No.
That's the reality of the situation.
Right, right. That's who's behind him. And I'm just curious about your reaction to the fact that he would have the audacity to give the Presidential Medal of Freedom to George Soros and Hillary Clinton. What was your reaction when you saw that?
Oh, I mean, both of them are guilty of treason, in my opinion. We've written that in our books, by the way, which are all on standupamericaus.org website. But George Soros has been funding all of these left-wing attorney generals. He's an atheist. He's admitted that. He doesn't believe in God or the spiritual side of living.
Yeah.
And it's apparent that this is it's incredible. But that's, again, it's not Biden's state of mind.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's just a figurehead out there now.
Right.
And so is Kamala Harris. We have zero leadership in this country right now other than the president to be Trump that's positive in what he's doing right now to prepare himself for January 20th. But
right.
I'm real concerned about future attacks between now and January 20th after threats against his life. And so we have to pray that he's protected.
Yes. Absolutely.
So these threats are real, by the way.
They are, and absolutely, I agree with you that we should all, America should be praying for him and his family to be protected, and his cabinet, the ones that are going to set things right. At least we're looking for accountability and justice. Now, I remember we were hearing all about the drones in New Jersey, right? Well,
right.
Here's something interesting, and because you and I have talked about China so many times, so here we have, you know, actually many, many shows on this. Now, the United States Commerce Department is considering new rules, which basically would ban Chinese drones, okay, over in our airspace. Responding to that, the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman accused the U.S. of, and I'll give you the quote, generalizing the concept of national security, interfering, restricting normal economic and trade exchanges, and undermining the security and stability of global production and supply chains. Well, based on the CCP's response, isn't it possible they're being less than honest about the reason for their drones in the U.S. airspace?
Well, again, I don't think we even had that confirmed that they're Chinese.
Yeah, but they're the ones, if they're saying that's a problem, that means they're doing something. Otherwise, she wouldn't say that.
Well, they're very busy, that's for sure. We know the balloons and all, and it could well be. I'm more to thinking still it's a U.S. operation. I know the Navy has some top secret programs they're working on with the use of drones. And of course they've gone silent now for the past 2 weeks. So I think it could be testing, but the drones have to be launched from somewhere.
Right.
They only have a certain period of time they're in the sky based on, the battery life that's in there. They used to be gasoline energized, but no more. They use these lithium batteries.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't know
they
that.
They have to be controlled by a computer. There has to be a command and control center. And then they have to land somewhere. And, of course, we don't see any films of them being taking off somewhere and landing somewhere. So it's still a mystery.
Yeah, it is. So as Biden is, of course, I said, kicking and screaming and the people behind him as he leaves, you know, as he's on the way out, he's still pouring billions of our money into Ukraine. How should President Trump approach the war between Ukraine and Russia?
Well, he has a plan, I know, to meet with Putin maybe in February. That will end the conflict there. So Trump, working with Putin, will end this conflict, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. We're not going to see our money being poured into the Ukraine anymore, I'm sure.
Oh, no more. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Basically, in Ukraine is on life support right now, Audrey.
Yeah, yeah.
Total life support. Putin will get his way. He'll keep the four pro-Russian provinces in eastern Ukraine. He'll keep those, and then we'll see what happens from there. But NATO has got to stop pushing to get Ukraine as a member there. NATO is in its demise as well. I think they're on life support. I don't think President Trump wants to support them anymore. There's very little leadership in Europe now. UK is failing, France is failing, Germany is failing. And I really admire Meloni in Italy. She's one of the few that is standing up in Orban in Hungary. Europe is in bad shape right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Meloni, she has, Italy has removed 300,000 of the migrants that have come there illegally. So she's serious about that, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The crime that increased, if anybody had tracked it from the North African exodus to Italy, and it's totally disrupted Marseille in France, as well as the cities in Sicily and southern Italy. And so she's clamped down on that, which is good. I really like her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I do. Let's take a look for a second here. Now, we all know about the New Orleans jihad attack on New Year, early New Year's Day, and he killed 14 and injured seriously 30 people. He actually recorded the French Quarter because they were trying to make it as if he was a moment of anger because of, you know, he snapped because he has marital and financial difficulties. Well, he was using Meta glasses and he was recording the French Quarter, and he did that actually a couple of weeks before. So this was a planned attack, what he did.
Right.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah. And so we have this mosque that it was radicalized in Houston. This is this mosque is a problem. The imam there has said that he told the congregants not to cooperate with, get this, not to cooperate with the FBI, but rather to refer everything to CARE, of all things.
Mm.
The consul, you know, I mean, we know CARE from
absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So
organization.
So why is the, because obviously, you know, the political correctness nonsense, shouldn't the FBI be in, shouldn't this mosque with its radicalization be closed down and there be an investigation? Because are they going to wait until another congregant from there ends up killing other innocent Americans, and then they're going to say, claim that they don't know? They don't know
why. The FBI should be watching every mosque, particularly in Dearborn Houston and some other areas. But see, what they do is they stand behind the First Amendment, and that's why the FBI doesn't go into the mosque where all the planning is being done, as far as I'm concerned, and using the First Amendment. But, you know, when you look at the threat that's posed against America and the United States, we've got to go beyond that First Amendment for these kind of radical religious institutions, organizations like the mosque that we see built throughout many places in America.
Yeah.
They're a real threat to us. And we know they've been very active in Dearborn with the 20 and 30-year-olds up there. And also, if you look at the United Kingdom, where London has totally been taken over, Birmingham and some other places over there. And then you have the no-go zones in France, which I've been in, by the way. So it's a real problem that you can't stand by when you have organizations like that that are a threat to the country stand behind, because the First Amendment doesn't apply to them, in my opinion.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. As a matter of fact, there was a Supreme Court justice many, many, many years ago that said that the Constitution is not a suicide pact, meaning So then if they are preaching to kill innocent people, then that is not protected under the First Amendment, you know?
Right, that's exactly right. So if they have any indication of intelligence that the mosque in Houston, which they do have, then they need to be closed down immediately.
Yeah.
Shut the doors, shut everybody down, go back to their homes so that they're not a command and control center for jihad.
Yeah. You know, well, the FBI, we know, has not been doing their job for a long time, but especially in the past 4 years, because they were chasing peaceful J6ers and pro-life grandmas who were praying outside of abortion clinics, and they weren't looking at mosques like this one in Houston.
They lost their focus, Audrey, because of the lack of leadership at the FBI.
Yeah. I think that's going to change with Cash Patel. Are you confident in him as
yes,
director?
I am.
Yeah. Okay. So you have a new book. You and General McInerney are just amazing on how you are being able to put these things together and get them published so quickly. Betrayal and Treason in America is the new one. Would you share about that?
Well, we have six books that we've published in the last year and a half, all the way from America's Endgame for the 21st Century to our last book, Betrayal and Treason. They're the only books that have really, and there's a lot of good books out there, by the way, but our books have been built on good intelligence, telling the story of who have caused the treason and betrayal in America by name, what they've done, how they've done it, and what the punishment should be for those people that have done that. And the dismantling of America really was focused on by Obama and his crowd, and passed, of course, to Biden, with the same people that Obama employed were hired and a part of the Biden administration. And so when you bring in the Medal of Freedom to Hillary and Soros, and it's just a travesty of justice. But our whole justice system is so corrupt right now, and that's got to be turned around for sure. And, and we got to rebuild our military again. It's in sad shape right now. We're not able to really defend the United States from a very advanced Chinese armed forces now that have progressed very, very positively from a standpoint of building their Navy, their Air Force, and they're getting far advanced into space now, where you have space launch weapons. So, and cybersecurity.
Wow.
Cyber warfare. All of these things are new. Old warfare used to be, Audrey, as you may remember from history, was the Navy, Army, Air Force, and Marines. It was mostly a ground and air war.
Right. But
now you got cyber. Now you have germ warfare. You have space warfare, where they can launch actually satellites that will be armed with nuclear weapons that can be launched from the ground by a signal up to that satellite to hit a certain city, Paris, London, or whatever. So it's very advanced right now. And Space Command, I know, has worked very hard to be on top of this, but we need new generals and admirals to lead us, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And yes, well, the germ warfare, of course, we found out a lot from RFK Jr. about when, and this is not speculation, he always has the facts, his research and such found out that it was not Pfizer and Moderna and J&J. They were, of course, benefited from the jab, but who was behind all that was, sadly, the Department of Defense and our some of our intel agencies. They were at the top of that, and that is extremely disturbing. So as you just said, the DOD, or we say the Pentagon, I call it the Pentagram at this point, what they've done to the country. And so we have that, and I'm not talking the rank and file troops, I'm talking about the Pentagon. And
leadership, yep.
Yeah, and that's, and the, of course, we have Hegseth there. We're going to have Hegseth there. I think Radcliffe is going to be with the CIA. Am I correct?
As far as I know,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I don't think that, I don't know. I don't, haven't heard any problem with him being confirmed. But we know that Hegseth is going to be confirmed. And I know they're already kicking up a lot of dust and they're shrieking like a bunch of banshees about Kash Patel, which makes me believe he's really going to do the job, at least get started in doing the job that needs to be done.
He's a very smart young man and he knows what's happened within the FBI. And but, you know, it's just like we've got to restructure and re-image some of these organizations like the CIA and FBI.
Yeah.
I would call the CIA American Intelligence Services, and they just have to focus on external intelligence that is threatening to America. So Pentagon, I would change the name of the Department of Defense, and we recommended this to Trump, by the way, becomes the Department of the Armed Forces of America.
I like that much better. Yeah.
Yeah. Get rid of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We don't need that archaic staffing anymore. Make our military a command-driven military versus all these multiple staffs, which cost a lot of money. Get rid of almost all the political appointees in the Pentagon. Yeah, keep the Secretary of the Army, Secretary of the Navy. But underneath that, he doesn't need all those deputy secretaries, assistant secretaries in the Pentagon. So it's very convoluted with all this staffing and really duplication of efforts that we have. And, you know, the FBI, I would, again, get a focus back on investigative services in America.
Yeah.
And it would be called the American Investigation Service, AIS. I mean, I would re-image a lot of these organizations, get rid of the Department of Education, put it back to the states.
Yes.
I would do away with the Federal Reserve and have those responsibilities within our Treasury Department where it should have been anyhow and stayed there.
Yeah.
We don't need a lot of these organizations.
No.
And quit funding the NWO National or the, what am I talking about?
The WHO, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
For the UN. Oh, the UN altogether.
Our World Health Organization.
Yeah, right.
All these three-letter words get confusing.
I know, me too. Yeah. I usually say them wrong. But yeah, I do because that's a thing in my brain. The WHO, but also the EPA because every state has their own. So we don't need a national one that's choking off, commerce in over the states. We don't need that because that's been radicalized as well, you know.
Right.
So, Paul, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and purchase all the books, especially the ones you just mentioned, Invisible Treason, Beyond Treason, The Dismantling of America, Betrayal, and the new one, Betrayal and Treason in America. Where can they buy all those, and where can they follow your excellent work?
Well, I would ask them all to go to our website, international national website called the Stand Up America US. Got to put the US in there, standupamericaus.org. All of our articles are on there. You can sign up for our newsletter there at the bottom of the homepage. Our books are there. I'll personally sign all the books that are ordered through our website. It's available on Amazon as well, but I can't sign those because I don't have access to those. But if ordered through our website, then I can sign them. But support us. We depend on donations. Any kind of amount will be appreciated to help us continue to support America and make America great again.
Amen. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that you need to follow the General's work. Thanks so much again, Paul, for sharing your brilliant assessments on these issues. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.